Blog Talk Radio.
I guess this is the prime. It is the prime time version of Culture Shock Sports Edition Friday. Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Thank you for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports since the premiere of March 21st, 2011. First of all, I just want to shout out everyone at the Power of Pink event held at the Baptist Medical Center today. A big shout out to my OBGYN. And just all the medical professionals that I met and everyone who administered the screenings and all the vendors that I spoke with. Today just was a fun day, an event sponsored by local media outlet WLBT Channel 3 News. Just an awesome, awesome morning and afternoon. The event was scheduled from 9 to 1, and I guess I arrived at probably about 9:30, and I got all 7 of my screenings, and it's really in due time because my, you know, just this past Monday, the topic was the importance of having annual physical exams, and so it's showed me what I need to definitely work on, you know, if I really want to have a good report in November when I have my annual physical exam. I had good news, but then also I had news where I need to tighten up, you know, in regards of blood pressure, in regards of my BMI, in regards to the need of dropping these pounds. You know, but everything, my heart rate and my cholesterol, all that was pretty good news. Just that my blood pressure, BMI, and definitely need to lose, drop those pounds. Those were my like negatives, but overall, good, perfect exam. I didn't have a mammogram. I had my mammogram during my annual physical exam, but I had just had my first one in 10. Doing the annual physical exam. But it was a fun day. I met some wonderful people, and I will be sharing information that I have learned and reference where you all can contact these amazing people, those of you that did not attend. But when there's a Power of Pink event scheduled in your city, please do not miss it. This was my first Power of Pink event of screening and so on at the Baptist. So this is just amazing. It was an amazing experience, fun experience. So if you're Facebook friends of mine and are network with me on other social networks like Twitter and LinkedIn, then you will see the pictures. I've even posted video of the construction, how the construction of the new building is coming along. So check it out, most definitely. Click on that link and check out how the construction is coming along. So a big shout out to Terry RN, who consulted me and told me what I need to do. You know, and you all know I weaned myself off of sugar recently, and I'm always bragging about not being a salt, like obsessed with salt. But I found out that I need to keep salt out of my diet, and that I really do digest a lot of salt. I might not sprinkle salt on food and cook with a lot of salt, because I just sprinkle a little salt on food when I'm cooking. But the next question was, do you eat a lot of Mexican food, Chinese food? And most definitely I do. I love Taco Bell, and I love cooking my own tacos and enchiladas and so on. So I'm supposed to be reducing my intake of Mexican food and food with hidden sodium, hidden salt. You know, one thing I love about Jorge Cruz, the personal trainer, is he teaches us how to discover hidden sugars, but hidden salt. My doctor, Dr. Barbara Sullivan and R.N. Terry, they both stressed how you have to look out for those hidden salts, too. So those of you that didn't know, you must really look out for heavy salts. Look out for heavy salts. So it's something that I need to lay off of and document my blood pressure, too, on a weekly basis, and keep track of it until my physical exam also. So, but it was just a fun day. And but we're talking sports tonight. I do my best to provide you with some local scores, and we have big games coming up. There's a big game coming up right on Sunday night. Philadelphia Eagles and the Giants, Michael Vick and the Eagles and Eli Manning and the Giants on Sunday night on WLBT, speaking of NBC, right? So this should be an awesome night. Please call in. This is Friday night. First time talking sports on a Friday night, which is a big night. I know many of you are hyped and so on. So I just thank you, period, for tuning in. I hope there's not too much background noise. I'm going to try to tame any background noise that you might be hearing. But shout out to my friends. Hey, my friends in the UK, if it's It's morning time in the UK, so a big shout out to my friends in the UK. You're getting a morning version of Cuddle Shark Entertainment Report. So I just thank all the listeners worldwide, from UK to Australia to the tropics. This morning, Chad, we're for one of my supportive online friends in Jamaica, but we're in the same time zone with my online friend, with my friends in Jamaica. We have the same time schedule. So, wow. I'm just checking out some of the other shows that are broadcasting now. So there are a lot of great Blog Talk Radio shows that are broadcasting right now. But right now, let's check out Andre Simone, America.
We'll be right back.
Whoa, that sounds so good, DJ Khaled. All I do is win, dedicated to all the winning teams tonight and this weekend, you know, on all levels, from Little League to, you know, the professionals. Hey, this is a little League Pop Warner team, a little team. I need to pull that story up. I'm sure many of you heard of the story where there's a Little League team, a Pop Warner team that's in trouble for a bounty program. Oh, my God. You know, my friend Ridge Ruffneck and I have talked about that before during the one episode when we were talking about the bounty programs. You know, I'm a former Little League football coach, you know, and then 90s I coached a Little League football, yeah. And I'm like, my goodness, you know, I know it's on all levels, but, hey, when I was a Little League coach, we didn't participate in any bounty program. But, hey, I'm checking out this story regarding officials. This is from the Associated Press, and it's by Nomaine Merchant. And it's all about the officials are arriving in Texas. This is from Yahoo Sports. And in Irving, Texas, the NFL officials are on the verge of approving a new contract. They're excited to get back to work. Officials start arriving today, Friday, at a Dallas area hotel to discuss and vote on an agreement reached with the league late Wednesday. Some plan to fly directly to their assigned cities for Sunday's game. The deal must be ratified by 51% of the union's 121 members. Some said they thought Monday night's Packers-Seahawks game, which ended in chaos after a call in the end zone gave the Seahawks the winning touchdown instead of a Packers interception, provided the final push toward a settlement. Many fans, commentators, and players in the league thought the call was botched. Monday night's call brought the three-week furlough over play replacement officials to a fevered pitch. It's all history now. Head linesman Tom Stabler said, "For us, it was a benefit. It may have been a straw that broke the camel's back." Line judge Jeff Bergman said he could see this play coming as he watched at home. He noticed that players were starting to take advantage of replacement officials, struggling to keep control of the game. The last play of the game was something that was going to happen sooner or later, Bergman said. It gave us in the league an opportunity to get together and hammer out a deal that was going to get hammered out anyway. Referee Ed Hoschuli, who led weekly tests and conference calls for officials to stay sharp during the lockout, declined to say whether the replacements made the right call. "You really don't want to see that," Hoschuli said. "You don't want to see the controversy. You don't want to see teams lose games that they shouldn't have lost. If indeed that's what happened, we're not making a judgment on that." After 3 weeks of games marred by mistakes, the regular refs said they were heartened by the support they received from the fans, the players, and coaches, even if they don't expect it to last very long now that they're back. "You're not really beloved by the public. You're tolerated. And to see that type of reception that I guys got last night was really heartwarming," said Bergman. Who will head to Green Bay for Sunday's game? 1 week after Packers players ripped the replacements for calling Monday's dispute play a touchdown. And then, after the euphoria of the moment wears off, probably sometime early in the second quarter, it'll be back to regular NFL football mode, Bergman said. "Players will be questioning our judgment, our ancestry. Coaches will be screaming at us, and it'll be life as back to normal on Sundays." One crew returned to work Thursday night, cheered from the moment they walked onto the field. The men in stripes ran a smooth and efficient game as the NFL's lockout of officials came to an end with the Baltimore Ravens 23-16 win over the Browns. To just be applauded by 50,000 people prior to anything happening, it was something that kind of chokes you up, referee Gene Steratore said. "It was just a special feeling." AP sports writer Joseph White and Rachel Cohen and AP pro football writer Barry Wilner contributed to the story at Yahoo Sports. And And you can tweet Yahoo Sports for football at Yahoo Sports_NFL. So, wow. The Saints and Green Bay meet again on a Monday night game because they're playing the Saints on Monday night, which you already know this, right? I know. So let's see what else is happening. What's happening in MLB news? And feel free to call in. Also, I'm not on the switchboard right now, but I will be back on in just a sec. So, okay. Chipper Jones leaves legacy of success. Okay. Red Hot Rays win again, control their own destiny. Rays owner Chipper Jones in the pregame ceremony. I'm just checking out some of the MLB headlines. Francona joins Elamar as candidate to manage Tribe. Twins release Nishioka after two rough years. Darvish feels no discomfort in bullpen session. A's pitcher Braden yells at police chief. Cardinals David Freeze misses fourth straight start. Visquel apologizes for critical comments. And Yankees blanked by Blue Jays 6-0 lead cut to 1. So, wow. Wow. And then there's other headlines like Torii Hunter giving the Angels a reason to keep him. His Isaac Gulen painted Marlins into corner. And White Sox said Chris Sale free as Nationals shut down Steven Strasburg. So that's something. But what's going on with Freeze? Wait a second. Here we go. But remember, I'm continuing the profile of the 32 NFL head coaches also, so gonna get on that profile right quick. I hope you enjoyed the profile last Friday of not only the continuation of profiling the 32 head coaches, but also of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. Okay. Cardinals David Freeze misses fourth straight start. St. Louis Cardinals third baseman Dave Freeze missed his fourth straight start with a sprained right ankle, but felt good enough to take pregame batting practice. Freeze, who has had ankle woes in the past, was encouraged by how well he felt before Friday night's game against the Washington Nationals. The way it is, it kind of shows my ankle is pretty good, to be honest, Freeze said. The way I rolled it, I got it pretty good, and for everything to be all right, that's a plus for sure. Matt Carpenter started in place of Freeze against Washington in a game with postseason implications for both teams. Okay, I'm posting this on Facebook too, so wait a second. The Cardinals began a six-game homestead to end the season with a magic number of 4 for securing the second NL wild card. And the Nationals' magic number for clinching the NL East was 3. Before hitting, Freeze said the ankle had improved enough for his first baseball activities since rolling the ankle at Houston. Previously, he hit in the indoor cage, took grounders, and jogged in the outfield, but noted he rounded the turns. Manager Mike Metheny said he didn't know when Freeze batted .296 with 20 home runs and 79 RBIs would be back. He's still not there, so I just don't want to give a timeline, Matthew said. We'll just see how he does each day. The Cardinals are closing in the second NL wild card, increasing the urgency for Freeze. I'm trying to push it, he said. I mean, we don't have much time left. It's frustrating, but I'll be out there soon enough. Tweet Yahoo Sports. Just wanted to see what's happening in baseball. And we have the Ryder Cup this weekend also, right? Hey, you all know I wouldn't go on and not mention anything about golf, you know. Even though I have many golfers that are my favorites, you all know who my ultimate fave is. And that's Tiger Woods. And then I'm looking at headlines in golf. Big Days from Bradley Bubba gives U.S. 5.3 lead. Mickelson sets U.S. record for Ryder Cup appearances. Paul roars his way to another Ryder Cup win. Michael Jordan is bullish on U.S. Ryder Cup team. Blade Runner Pistorius to play in Dunhill Link. Ryder Cup rookie Bradley, a very cool customer. Before the storm, Alize Bell asked for calm. Captain Snedeker making love look good. Garcia thrilled to be back on Ryder Cup team, and Poulter wearing European blue and bull's eye. So, of course, you all know I want to talk a little Tiger, and then we'll move on and talk about more football, profiling the coaches. And I'm going to do my best to share some local scores with you also regarding if I have any scores. Some games aren't over yet. This is from Martin Rogers. And he writes, Tiger Woods plays well, loses again, we sit out Saturday morning session. Medani, Illinois, the stare and swagger and some resemblance of the swing came back for Tiger Woods on Friday afternoon. But it didn't matter in the end, although Woods produced 18 holes that were infinitely better than his offer showing on the first morning of the Ryder Cup. His revival was completely upstaged by an upstart rookie named Nicholas Collard. Right? And Woods has never looked comfortable in this team competition. Trying across 7 editions of the Ryder Cup to be inspired by national service rather than muted by it. After the day in which he rode an emotional roller coaster only to come up empty hand, Woods will now be rest for the first time ever in his Ryder Cup career. Oh, he was set out the Saturday morning foursomes, ending his streak of 31 straight sessions at the event. We are sending him out because there is so much that goes into this week, U.S. Captain Davis Love III said. They need rest. The first thing they ask me when they are done playing and practicing is, when can we go home and get rest? Tiger needs rest. Steve Stricker needs rest. I need rest. Tiger and Steve are supportive friends of mine. They would do whatever I ask them to do. I guarantee neither of them are happy about it because they have to wait to play again. In a thrilling four-ball match that went all the way down to the 18th, Cosart, taking the first varied Ryder Cup swings of his life, showed Tiger how it's done and prevented Europe from digging itself a deficit that may have proved terminal. The U.S. led 5-3 after the second session, four-ball matches where each player hits his own ball and the best score to each pair counts. Cosart was 9 negative or 10 underscore on his own ball, Love said. That is usually what it takes to beat Tiger. How Tiger played, that would have been good enough to beat anyone else except for Cosart. The United States' Steve Stricker and Europe's Lee Westwood were largely reduced to a spectator's role as Woods and Cosart slugged it out in a contest full of tension, drama, and muster. But that day won at Medani to an entertaining conclusion. Please excuse me. I need to sip some water. Woods, to his credit, fully justified the decision of Love to retain faith with him after a hard start to the day in his morning foursomes defeat. Woods and Stricker lost to Ian Poulter and Justin Rose. I didn't play a very good this morning, all was said. I was hitting it awful and not doing anything well. We had a chance to be all square on that last hole, but I missed it. The turnaround between sessions was just a few minutes, certainly not long enough for an out-of-sorts Stricker to get himself settled, but somewhere in that brief period, Woods rediscovered his inner Tiger and came out firing and fist-pumping with a birdie to win the first hole. Gone were the pulls and hacks and swipes, the tight expression and the beating of his club into the Chicago turf. back with that ferocious gaze, one that might not instill the same level of awe and fear as it once did, but still an indication that one of the best in the business means well business. Soon, though, the afternoon would become Cosar's show. The lanky young Belgian who best met major finish is a tie for 7 at this year's British Open. Embarked up on an extraordinary round that saw him reel off 8 birdies and an eagle. Cosar's efforts put him and Westwood 2 up at the turn. Before a little Woods magic turned the tide once more, Woods reeled off 5 birdies on the back 9, 1 too few as it turned out. With momentum finally behind him, deep into what had been largely a frustrating day, Woods drained a long putt to win the 16th hole, reduced the gap to 1, and put some serious jitters into the European camp. So, Tiger still got it. As the ball rolled into the cup, Woods was already moving. He pointed out to the next tee, snarled, "Let's go," and marched towards the penultimate hole. Stricker could only smile, shrugged his shoulders, and let Woods get on with it, which in reality was probably the smartest option. This was vintage Woods, and his tee shot on 17 was reminiscent of his ultimate glory days. Perfectly struck and nestling to within 5 feet, it was a majestic strike, and Woods strode to firmly toward the green that his footprints might still be indented into the lush turf. Yet there was Cosar's again. Having made a rare deviation from perfection off the tee, Cosar's navigated an undulating long putt that ensured his side would not be swept out of the afternoon. The drama continued at the final hole. Woods and Cosar's were the only 2 men on the green in regulation, but the American was far closer. Cosar's made a solid 2 putt, and the scene was set. Woods' 12-footer crept a fraction of an inch to the left, and his afternoon, despite the upturn of form, ended with another loss. Cosar's was engulfed by his veteran teammates, who knew well that history looks unfavorably on teams who go down by 3 points after the first day. Woods' Ryder Cup record is now 13-16-2, with the naked statistics, and we all know statistics are important, of 2 defeats do not tell the true story of this day. As Love said, it took a performance for the ages to beat Woods. The former world number 1 and 14-time major champ, we have some solace to reflect on as he sits out a session for the first time. Nicholas probably had one of the greatest putting rounds I've ever seen, Woods said. I drove it great this afternoon and was in position, but we ran into a guy who just made absolutely everything. So that was pretty awesome. So can't wait to see what's going to be happening with the Ryder Cup this weekend also. So that's amazing. So let's listen to some more music and talk more sports and check out some of these local scores also, and talk about the head coaches before time to conclude the program. Did you all love Improv, the celebrity impersonator who got me so good yesterday morning? Wow, he's an amazing talent. We'll be talking more about him tomorrow. Maybe he'll call us again on tomorrow night during the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. But he got me so good because, honestly, I'm thinking, okay, this is an impersonator, this is a comedian. But then at the same time, I'm thinking, what if this is really Obama? You know, I might think, oh, my God, but he is an amazing talent. I mean, all of those that he impersonated, he had them down packed. So he would be performing at the Improv Houston in the very near future. And he has already performed at Improv Addison and Gotham and New York and other various places. But he is definitely a true talent. If you missed Thursday morning's episode, Terrific Thursday, Please check it out because you're going to trip out. So I was preparing to conclude the show, and I noticed I had a caller. And then I'm like, okay, who is this? And when I put him on air, he immediately said, this is the president. And he just went on and on and on. And he was so hilarious. But, you know, President Obama is so multi-talented anyway. So, you know, easy for me to go through my mind, like, okay, is this? I love comedians because I'm always inviting comedians. Please, please contact me. Come on air, blah, blah, you know. And then I'm thinking, okay, is this really a comedian or, you know, in my head, like, wait a second, what if this is the president? So I had to maintain my composure and so on. So just an amazing time. So shout out to him and his family in Tupelo. And he said he's moving on to Houston in the near future. Not only just returning there to perform at the Improv, but like he would be moving there real soon also. But just a big shout out to Improv, the celebrity impersonator, like his Facebook page. Google his name so you can really see all his work and subscribe to his YouTube channel also. So, man, here's Jay Williams, L.I.M., KRS, just a fantastic, multi-talented person residing in Evansville, Indiana.
Bars is a promise to myself. Put the bad shit up on the shelf. With whole new ways of dealing with the pain and strife. By using my past experiences as a guide. I'll take the pain and strive to live life right. Now it's like peace to breathe. I'ma reach for the light. I'm my own worst critic. So when I spit it, best believe it, cause it's legit. I used to run from the conflicts that arise. Only to cause more pain in mine and others' lives. Life's too precious to be living in the haze. Haze affects you, and I'm stopping in my life today. At least the stuff that I can control. And I'll leave the rest for God to control. No more of those cowardly actions. This is it, as I stated to God and to the masses. I will no longer be a bum. My family's the best, and I can realize where I'm from. Been raised right from the beginning. But you just tell that by the way I was living. I say what? Right, and elevate my skills. Not just phonetically, but in every aspect of my life. After 24 bars, I will start the fight. To walk the straight and narrow. Live righteous and step forward in my fresh apparel. Act as if my life is a redemption. Well, it is, but only through self-affliction. Been spoiled all my life, and I've taken it for granted. That ceases as I take the seed and plant it. And watch it grow, hopefully breaking out the static. This is it, as I take this to God and the masses. This is it. I may smoke square every once in a while, but I'll quit. You can put that on file. Time to live legitimately and get back to society. I want to contribute positively through any possibility, whether it be by design, terminology, or in a factory. I'll be happy with whatever doors open to me. Of course, I'm still going to have some hurdles. That's okay, because I got the best support for my troubles. Time to start stepping in the right direction and prove myself by my thoughts and my actions. I know that the world will still be as tough as it's been. Just now, I myself will no longer be a problem. God knows that I'm not lying, and that's all I need. Hopefully others will notice and have water to see. I want to make life better for all with these two hands. This is it, and I'm going to try the best that I can. This is it. This is it.
Here's a PSA. Big shout out to those of you working on quitting smoking. You can do it. Just like you all encouraged me to do good.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker, My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
That's right. Never give up trying to give up smoking. I had a blast talking to the young ladies, the medical professionals who tested my heart rate. And they were talking with me also about pollution and other situations also. And I told them that I air PSAs from the American Lung Organization. And it just amazed me what I hear about the number of deaths are related to pollution. And they mentioned, like from asthma and allergies and so on. So let's do our best to reduce air pollution, okay?
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000. The equivalent of a small city.
Wow, that is amazing. Equivalent of a small city. Wow. I just posted the remainder of my alma mater, high school alma mater, Callaway High's schedule on Facebook. So let's see, I'm trying to see if I see any scores. Here are some Mississippi headlines because it's almost time to conclude the show. Mississippi College has moved back to NCAA Division II. Mississippi College hopes to return to Division II in the Gulf South Conference after leaving in 96. Number 19, Louisville, wary of winless Southern Mississippi. Brilla named a new head coach. Alcorn State prepares for homecoming against Alabama State. Y'all want to hear about some Alcorn? NFL reaches tentative agreement with refs Subcut Lip Cheats over, well, you all know about that, Saint 27 and 24 Overtime. Okay, this is like, oh, I'm checking out WLBT's news, but that's not the news I should be talking about. And I really was wanting to share some high school scores with you, but I had posted the remainder of my alma mater, Callaway High, schedule on my Facebook page, and I put it on my other pages also. So I was, that's not as current as I would like to be. The first couple ones were current. Like, I can't believe I have 90 more seconds of live streaming. Wow, but so much to talk about in so little time, huh? Most definitely. I remember High Community College's homecoming is the 3rd and 4th, I'll be talking about that tomorrow night. But we're getting close to time to conclude. A nice chat with Shane Wade, I believe is his name, at the job fair and the business engagement summit that I attended on Wednesday. So it looked like we're going to run out of time because tonight's show is just an hour, so just 60 minutes. I will conclude with some more music. So just a big shout-out to all of you winners and those of you that are working hard and playing hard. Just keep up the good work. Shout-out to fellow sports fan and to everyone that I met on Wednesday at the second annual Jackson Job Fair and Business Engagement Summit, and also today at the Power of the Pink event. This is a pleasure networking with you, and it was a pleasure getting those screenings done also. Just a blast. Tomorrow I'll be attending a meeting regarding writing a business plan. So I keep you all updated regarding that. That is orchestrated by Danica Hernandez, D. Nikki Hernandez. And so it should be very informative and fun. It's always fun to effectively network, right? Right. And remember the classes, visit guitarcenter.com. Big shout out to everybody at Guitar Center. New classes will start tomorrow, and then also I received an email today where there are some more classes also that are being started. So check out the website and sign up so you can get emails also from Guitar Center. But again, I thank you so much for spending time with me, whatever time it is where you are. You have a blessed night, a blessed morning, afternoon, evening. And I really appreciate your support from here in the capital city of Jackson, Mississippi, in the Deep South, to UK, Australia, Malaysia, Japan, Dubai. And, you know, I know you all just having a blast, everyone. Thank you. Big shout-out to my friends in Big D, Deshaun, the ladies who are members of Exclusive Elite Playgirls Sipping Champagne Club, my fun networking Facebook group. And just to all of my friends and those of you that I network with, you're just awesome, and I really appreciate you. Enjoy chatting with you. Enjoy your emails. Look forward to talking with many of you as guests or guest co-hosts. And you know my email address. Right here on my blogtalkradio.com profile, you know, there's, like, my information galore. But if you're not following me on Pinterest, please do follow me at Pinterest. .com, Culture Shock, K-U-L-T-R-E, is it okay? Beth, B-E-T-H, okay? So, because my friends and I that follow each other on Pinterest are having a blast. And also check me out at Tumblr.com at Culture Shock, Inc., Beth.tumblr.com. It's KULTRESHOKENT Beth.tumblr.com. And remember, you can email me. Like, music that you want to, a lot of people send me music to listen to privately to get my feedback. If you send me music that you want me to listen to in confidence, please let me know. Listen to this in confidence. I don't want you to put it on your playlist yet. But if it's something you want me to put on blast on my playlist, please do so also tell me, hey, you have my permission or it's cool to put this on your playlist. But a lot of producers and production engineers and artists, they share music with me privately. And I just want to note that if you send me something that you want me to critique or share my feedback, please let me know that, hey, I'm not ready for that to put on the air, or it's not finished product, or I have some other things I need to do, okay? I just wanted to stress that. But you can email me at culturesockentertainment@yahoo.com, KulturesockEntertainment@yahoo.com. And the end of September is almost closed, so if you haven't stopped by my Marquee Boutique, the 20% off sale is almost over. So visit mymorkstore.com, Bethany B-T-H-A-N-Y Williams. And you guys that really, and ladies who would love to advertise, don't hesitate to contact blogtalkradio.com and I regarding advertising, because you see this is a good outlet to advertise on. Well, here's my favorite teen sensation that I need to network with this weekend. Amazing talent. I mean, the new Justin Bieber. I mean, he's so original. I can't even compare him to Justin Bieber. But I compare him because he's a teenager also. But he's just my fave. And my goodness, amazing. I'm going to add another song to the playlist so you all can see. But check him out on ReverbNation.com. And therefore, you will see his videos that he and his friend have made. So big shout-out to he and his friends and his parents and so on. I'm talking about, he's not just he is a producer. He mix down his own stuff. He can play many instruments and everything. And I'm talking like David J. in Georgia. So check him out if you have not heard him. If you listen to the show, you've been here in school for like the past 3-4 weeks. Here's David J. Since we're talking school scores also. School.
Yeah. It's David J. Check it. Yo. Yeah. Yo. Check it. That's the best trick. 55 minutes sitting down working at my brain. I'm at school flipping, man, I know that it's lame. But I'm trying to graduate and do something with my life. And go to college, start a family, get all my hype, yeah. And I'ma get them A+. Swag on the one, I ain't trying to ride the bus. Walk the stage with my peers, David killing me a year. Afterwards, celebrate, party, roll some way. Late to the party, cause the name is David J. You want my schedule, brother, nickname. That means I get that cash for all the teachers in the past and tell the haters kiss my ass.
is Fly Zone from my favorite independent rap artist since 07, my first YouTube friend, Flo of San Francisco. Fimo, what's up? And also to conclude, I will conclude with Hold Me Down, my friends Rich Ford and the Foundry, and Big D. What's up, Big D?
This is the Cashmere Master.
Yeah, welcome to the Fly Zone. Nice. Yeah, nice, for real.
Yeah, welcome to the Fly Zone. Welcome to the Fly Zone. Welcome to a fly world. Through the way, clear the board. See the stakes, chip support. This is magic, black hammers, black rabbits. Out the hat, figure that, to figure this a nigga. It's nothing else to think about. I'm sitting here, I'm airing out of my space. My plate is sitting full, pedaling. I flow like medicine. I keep pedaling. Get it in. Tonight we about to somersault. The way we about to round it off and navigate out of state. I'm not fly, that yay. Just break the re-break. Scratch like the sweepstakes and bring it back like rebate. Yeah, style like the late great. A way different pedigree. I'm sort of hard to intake. Mean that literally. The kid just killed a beat. A whole nother entity. It's kind of hard to figure me.
You know? Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Yeah, welcome to the Fly Zone. Welcome to the Fly Zone.
A whole nother galaxy, I put together masterpieces in your face battling. Down south, Catalan, pounds with my mans and them. Hit me on the chirp again to piggyback to work again. All at it, all on it. Push to the start of open. Niggas talk, I'm really on it. Really fly, fly zone, and I'm on it. I can kiss the sky, nigga. Swat away brick pounds. I can clear the card, nigga. Yeah. I can clear the card, nigga. Either way, the dice shakes. Flow comatose in a boy satellite fly. Welcome to my world, nigga. Next play, the best play. Get them for the low, nigga.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Yeah, welcome to the Fly Zone. Welcome to the Fly Zone.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? I do need your attention right quick. There's an announcement that I made on yesterday that I need to make for those of you in the Jackson area or be in the Jackson area that are Republican or like to volunteer for the Mississippi Republican Party in regards to the booth at the State Fair, at the Mississippi State Fair. Check out Mississippi Republican Party. Contact Andy with the Mississippi Republican Party. You can email Annie at msgop.org. They're in need for volunteers. I'm going to volunteer two or three shifts at the State Fair. I found out via Shanna Holt of the Madison County GOP Facebook page, which is so awesome. I've informed in regard to my shifts. I do need to email Annie, like those of you that would like to volunteer, email her, like the Mississippi Republican Party fan page, if you would like to volunteer at the booth, to help run the booth at the State Fair. Fair, which begins on the 3rd and we end on the 14th of October. Because I had mentioned to Annie that I had mentioned it, and so, but I like to keep my word, so before the end of the broadcast, I just wanted to share that. And you all, please check out Andre Simone, andresimone.bandcamp. Also, because that song was inspired by the president, by President Obama, and that's an awesome song, is it not? I love it so much, so cool. But just wanted to share that info with you. Have an awesome, awesome weekend, and I hope you can spend some time with me tomorrow night during the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. But here are my friends, let's forward the boundary. Been listening to Sports Friday Edition Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I'm Beth, aka D True.